today, so you can step up and say you. Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, January 25th, present at the Josephine County Administrative Workshop. And it's after a recess, we are back in session. Present is Commissioner Hare and Commissioner DeYoung. Commissioner Morgan is upstate Oregon at a conference. First up on is a finance report and business update from Arthur O'Hare, the finance director.
Great, thank you very much. And I don't have any new information. This will be updates on existing projects, but no real decision points or anything. It would just be an informational sharing. So if you have any specific questions, we can move to that, or you can listen to me talk a little bit about what I've been up to the last week.
A little bit. A little bit will be fine.
A little bit will be fine. Okay. I've worked with...
thank you so much for your...
talking with Wally about the transient room tax, gathering some data together. And I believe the discussion was that at some point I will have a meeting with the board to go over the pieces that I found. But everything looks positive to me. I think the main point is we're going to have some group or a number of groups to support this and promulgate it in the county to, you know, promote it and make it a viable.
That's countywide. If you do a transient room tax, that's countywide.
It's completely discretion up to us. It covers the gamut. There are counties that have just transient room tax in unincorporated areas. There are counties that cover countywide. There's some that will have a different rate in your incorporated areas for the cities, for example, and a different rate in the unincorporated areas, and have multiple rates. Tillamook County, 1% in all cities except Garibaldi. Garibaldi's 2%. And then in the unincorporated areas, it's 10%. So you have complete discretion how you want to
apply. Can you give us, when you do that report, will you give us some examples of what revenue that will generate if, say, for instance, we go 2% countywide, which includes incorporated areas? And
I'm working on that. I'm having the approach I was taking is to get the state tax. The state has a 1% tax that covers all. So if I could get that information, which is not available on their website, so I've contacted the state to see if I can find out exactly what that state tax generates in Josephine County, and then I can extrapolate and get that information for us, the rest of us.
I'd rather us set up some of the team to help us address the issue before we maybe delve too much into the details. What I've seen is there's a chance that you can get, you know, work on the details if they're mobilizing to oppose you.
Correct.
And by the time you get your stuff together, the opposition's already. Yeah. So
who would be our contact person? Would it be John Bowen, who keeps those numbers?
No, it's because Brad Niva, and that's the person I've chatted with about this already. So we're working on that other stuff, but.
Yeah. The idea that went through my head was also, and I've noticed this in other counties, is they have tourism advisory councils. So, in other words, a commission or a committee that provides advice or suggestions to the Board of Commissioners on how or what projects could be funded with.
That's a great suggestion, and I think my recommendation would be to integrate it into the Economic Development Committee. So, actually, you know, something, you know, tangible as a subcommittee that made those. So we're not staffing multiple committees, but
I'm interested into what the scope is. I mean, if we just go in the county unincorporated, we could probably count on two hands the actual businesses that will be affected. You know, Morrison's Lodge and We Ask You In and so on and so forth.
We should talk to them first.
Yeah, I mean, is that what we're talking about? Yes. I mean, is that... There's only a dozen of them or so?
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depends on how you want to apply that. So, I mean, it's very discretionary on our part, on the county's part.
Okay, so it can be all over the map.
It can be all over the map. We could just say just in the incorporated area if we want. I mean, it really is discretion up to the county.
Do we know what the city charge? Cities, you don't know what charges one now.
Correct.
Right?
They're 9%. They're 9%. The city is 9%, and their current budget is $1.5 million in revenue that they're going to bring in. and that's 9%.
But they actually give back 4%? So it's really 5%.
The 9% is the
total
cost, is what's charged, and then the hotel motel can keep 5% of what they collect.
Of what they collect.
So it's of what they collect. It's not 5 of the 9.
No, it's
what you collect is 100%, and you get
5%
of that.
If they collect $100, which is 9% of what they what the business they did, they can get 5%. They take 5% of that.
Of what they collect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
That's much better, and maybe you explained it the last time, but I was like, you're assessing 9 and you're only keeping almost half?
Right.
Keep very little, but that, you know, that's...
Okay, that's great.
But yeah, that's not a... You know, that's just to do the paperwork on their end. Kind of, it calms down an awful lot of pushback.
Is there any need to negotiate with the city about, hey, we're gonna assess... Do they have any discretion to...
I don't think they have any discretion, but I think, you know, just as courtesy. A good neighbors type approach. Yeah, we'd want to talk to them about it, discuss, you know, and look around the state and see what other counties and cities have...
Or at least regionally competitive. So those are some of the things we'd want to...
But I have yet, going down I-5, headed for California, headed for anywhere, say, call ahead and say, what's your transient room tax? It's all services to me. You know, I'd rather stay here than there because it's nicer. It has trailer parking or a restaurant next door or whatever. The tax part never comes into play.
It's really important for everybody to understand that those are... sometimes family, but mostly out of the area, resources coming in, and it's mostly dedicated at reinvesting all of those dollars in the ability to stay there well and enjoy the amenities of the area. So 70% of it needs to be
tourism related facilities.
That's by design because it goes back into the tourism industry.
Right.
Well, and you're going to expect it, that you're going to go to some area. That we don't have it here is an anomaly. Actually, I would think so.
I'd be curious to hear.
You know, the city has used it to, well, you would know what the city's used it for. Mm-hmm. So, tourism, you know, live rogue, so all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, thanks for the progress, Arthur. I think that's great.
Yeah, you're welcome. I did hear back from the city on the GP River crossing. I think I might have talked to you about that a little bit. And that's the little project that's been going on for the last 30 years, and at the rate of repayment, the county paid for the water main across the river back in 1984.
And that's on the Parkway Bridge? Where is it? Where is the river crossing?
I think it's Cayman, but I couldn't tell you for sure. So 1984 is a distant memory that I have
no idea. Could certainly be the 7th Street Bridge, too.
But they paid for it, or we paid for it. They're paying us back based on SDCs and hookup fees. They've been at it for 30 years, and at the current rate, they're going to be at it another 40 years. So I contacted them about, is there some way we can pay it off? They owe about $280,000 is what we're owed. It used to be $520,000. So they paid it over the last 30 years down to 280, but I was told that they're not interested. It's just pass-through funds to them. Doesn't take, you know, no skin off their nose. So we'll just let it ride for the next 40 years.
Keeps them from having to budget something because it's just nothing.
Yeah, to them.
What does it mean to us?
There's no interest rate associated.
No, there's no interest. It's just straight reimbursement, and the.
So we're losing money.
In effect, I mean, this is money we spent way back when, and
it's not worth it today.
No. I did say that. Well, anyway, I don't think it's over and done with yet. I want to pursue it some more, even though they said they took it to the council, or not the council, but the executive team. You know, with the mayor and all the Aaron and Jay, and they're not interested. I think there may be another way to approach it, and I'm gonna work on that.
Who maintains that water main if it were to break?
City. It's a city.
All we did was just lend them the money. Mm-hmm. So there's no obligation that, hey, it's yours because you're carrying the paper on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was wondering if that's maybe why they were
And frankly, stalling. Most of the hookups have already occurred, so you're just getting just a residual payment year after year.
There isn't much more out there that they can do as far as
development. So I think I need to look at that a little closer. I was thinking this common sense would prevail, but that did not happen.
Are you thinking about making them an offer and just saying, you owe $280, we'll cut that in half?
I actually did that, and they still said no. Not interested, just pass through to us, not much administrative costs, so we're happy to let it run 40 years.
Are we under contract to keep that thing open?
We do have a contract. It's a board ordinance. I have a copy of it. So,
note to self, Chair DeYoung, don't send Arthur in to go negotiate.
Doesn't work.
Something that seems very logical.
I miss
this
that.
Is the best we can do. Best and brightest, right?
There's something about him walking in with a big smile on his face that says, I ain't taking him seriously.
But he's too nice.
I missed that part in the Trump's book of the Art of the Deal. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. This is a mean asshole.
Yeah, you can. It's okay that your uncle.
My muscle.
That your uncle back east has a syrup company, but you don't need to wear the sap hat when you go anywhere.
We'll work on that. It would be interesting to take a look at the ordinance and seeing if you know the same.
See what the terms are.
There probably isn't, because we're really good at setting ourselves up with terrible agreements with the city as far as the justice building in perpetuity. We're fine.
Happy days. So the other couple things are just projects I'm still working on. The wastewater treatment plant for North Valley, making arrangements to set up a meeting with one more vendor in compliance with our public contracting rules. So
that's a good question about, I thought you told me it was 150 successive years.
Correct.
I don't see this contract being over 150. If it's just the project managing element.
It's 20,000 in the first year and not to exceed 150 in 5 years.
Is it calendar year or fiscal year? Tell me it's fiscal year and there's no way we're going to get to 20 grand before the end of June. Maybe?
I don't know if it would be either calendar or fiscal. It might be just the 12-month period of the contract.
You're probably right.
Yeah. So.
You're probably right.
But that's the two-pronged approach. If it's a small contract that's multiple years, that's
fine.
Or if it's one contract that's below 150, then at least the below 150 is the informal process, and that's what we're following right now.
Okay.
Is the informal.
But we still need three under the informal.
Under the informal,
that's
three.
Let's get the third one. Yeah. They're apparently a local company that's worked with Public Works in the past.
Yeah.
It might not be such a bad idea.
Yeah,
take a look at them.
We could be surprised.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
Okay.
We'll look forward to that, actually.
Well, let's set that up sooner rather than...
I should. Wendy has it, and she's trying to get everybody's schedule coordinated here.
Well, it's Wendy's fault. She's not in the room. We love her, though. She's great.
Works great. Budget goals, I'm going to meet and discuss those with each of you when I get those up. And then the personal service or professional service agreement, we just talked about that, the $20,000 versus $150,000. And that's everything. That's what I got.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Coming up next week on Friday, we're going to meet with Billy Williams, the U.S. attorney.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought on possibility of a letter of support for the marijuana initiatives from your fellow finance directors in all five counties? Because it definitely affects your finances.
I would imagine or speculate that there would be support.
Okay, well, I'm looking for is next Friday when we sit in the room with him, I want support from every entity I could possibly get in Southern Oregon. DAs, sheriffs, community corrections, juvenile. I just picked up all care is going to fire a letter of support. I need as many things of support from those five counties, letters of support for this initiative in order. All I want is for it to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to have that if you can do that, and I have to have it by probably Wednesday.
Well, so I'll contact each of them and
yeah,
see if I can get something out of them.
Sure.
I'll probably give them a boilerplate template if you could write something like this and send it to me.
He's got a draft.
Dutch Brothers coffee cart.
You have a draft of a letter already.
Yeah, I'll get that for you.
If I can get a copy, that would help. That way they can just sign their name. Okay.
Along those lines, I'm thinking that our May question, we have a February 5th deadline for starting that process of getting a non-binding question. And it might be around this issue of, let's just test the waters and see what it looks like.
Well, and we'll see, you know, we'll know thumbs up, thumbs down by mid-March.
There's an ability to craft it, get it in the queue, and you can pull it.
You can always pull it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there is a deadline to when you can't pull it, but there's more time to be able to
pull
it.
We'll be very close. Rob Bovet says, nothing's dead until the final gavel on the final day. Absolutely nothing's dead. He said, I've heard your deal is dead, and then I see it walking around the halls. It's dead again, I still see it walking the halls. He says, dead again, may I still see it walking around the halls. And he says, this may be one of those zombie bills that just keeps stumbling around the halls until the very end. So he goes, you know, I saw that guy, and floats it. So we're not out of this ballgame by a long shot.
Good.
And our key is, I think, is show visible support when we sit in the room with Billy Williams, that, you know, Rob Bovet's going to present what we're doing and what our concept is down here in Southern Oregon as a solution. And then if he can have that, and here's the testament from the people that are actually players in the five counties. And there, every one of them has supported this because it does shut down. It's aimed right at the black market that, Mr. Williams, you are so concerned with.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. And then if like the likes of our legislators go, well, that wasn't important to me. Why, I'm wondering about the maximum size of hay bales in Malheur County or something. So we just want to make sure we've got that. We're at as much support as possible. I appreciate that. Okay. Anything else?
That's all I had.
Commissioner Hare?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things. We have discussed about hiring the North Valley Industrial Park project manager, but we also need to probably consider looking at somebody to do kind of a facilities master plan. We were discussing, I sat in on the fair facilities discussion today while you were.
Did you talk to them today?
I did, and I said, you know, I think it's more cost effective than the fair going out and doing it, that the county retain that person, and then that fair discussion is a component of it. We're looking at the other part that isn't.
Were they okay
fair
with that?
Yeah, well, Mary and Peggy were definitely okay with that because it saves them money. We're paying for it. They're not paying for it, but they still get a product out of it. And everybody gets a chance to weigh in. It's not like it's just because it's county-driven. I did share with them my vision for it, but we also have some other projects that I want to discuss as far as moving public works to free up some space and transit. I think that should be a consideration of part of their long-term planning, what Rob was doing this morning. Fits into that. There's also, we need to move facilities, planning, community development, and get that Dimmitt campus eventually. Public health is another one. We've got a number of large issues as far as where, how our facilities are going to be used in the next couple
of years. How many of those above mentioned can go into that law enforcement ring when they move out, and what's their, I don't see that happening for quite some time.
I had lunch with Aaron, and they are moving forward already with the seismic upgrades on that building already. I was under the impression they were going to have to tear it down because it's really tough. What I've talked to engineers, it's really tough to make a brick building seismic. I'm not sure.
How do you put the rebar back down through the holes in the bricks?
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing that. So anyway, or doing it at every junction, you know. Like,
well, they did wing walls up there. That was a tilled up concrete building, the Hillcrest Fire. And it was just as simple as just building wing walls out, engineered wing walls, to hold the corners together. Mm-hmm. They figure if the corners don't let go, the panels won't fall down. So it was pretty, it wasn't as much, it was $250,000.
We had an old brick building on the university campus.
Yeah.
And it was $3.5 million. But they put in, I'll say, rubber baby buggy bumpers under each pillar.
column.
It's just a sandwich of steel, rubber, steel, rubber, steel, rubber, and it would allow it to move, I believe, 6 inches each direction. So the building, you know, just sat on top of these. So that's.
Yeah, we had one in Oregon State too.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're the engineer.
My thought is that I'd like approval from the board to move forward with looking for somebody in an informal way. $20,000 coupled with what the city has for their Justice Urban Renewal District money.
Right. And so they're looking. The city's on board with some money for that?
Well, Aaron and company.
Yeah, it sounded to me like that's what they said the other day.
So a portion of that, you know, and that would be the money we dedicate to the fair. We get some sort of a contract. Mm-hmm. All I'm looking forward is authority to go forward, put together a proposal, and bring it back for the board to
sign. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I second that. We need a motion on that at all?
No. Nope. Just need clear direction.
Okay.
State of the County address is coming up. I think Wild River Pizza and Brewing Company has agreed to provide beverages and appetizers free of charge.
Good. Do they have a banner or something they want to put up in there?
I think so.
I think that would be fantastic.
Maybe at the table.
And we'll mention them too, you know. That
be a good
actually,
thing.
Actually, MC should do the mentioning on that. No problem then.
Well, when you talk to that person, tell him.
I will. I'll report after I go to the bathroom and talk to him in the mirror.
Make sure that, yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds good to me. No, I don't like that idea.
Quit looking at me when you're talking.
We had discussed promotional, working with Moving Mountains like we did and other things to do some promotion for the State of the County. We're struggling with the ability to live stream it from there. I think Moving Mountains or the other one has an ability, I don't want to get sidetracked, let's do the promotional element first. And my conversation with them was talking about how it might run between $1,000 and $1,500 to do that. And
they're okay with that?
And they're okay with that. If you're okay with that,
I think, it's honest goodness, that almost sounds cheap.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that, this is our first shot out of the box.
Right.
I want it to look as professional as possible, like we're not stumbling through this.
So this is just the Facebook, presence of saying, hey, everybody and anybody with a Josephine County connection, you should be at the
I think it's key
building.
We don't get there and somebody says, well, I never heard about it, should have put it on Facebook. Well, if you've got your Facebook element out there, people go, I heard about it on Facebook. That's stepping us up into the modern world rather than saying, oh, we put a little blurb on page 7 of the Courier. I think money better spent on Facebook. And besides that, you get a younger crowd.
Pinterest. Snapchat, all those other
whatever,
Instagram.
Whatever they are.
He's
Instagram.
He's doing that stuff. I know nothing. We're still working through the IV proposed use. We need to probably schedule a general discussion on that maybe next week to review with you about what you think is a recommendation for process. We need to say, yeah, that's a good project. No, that's not. Please provide us more information on this one. So if we could take a look, if you have a copy of this, I can make another one.
Yes,
I do. And we'll revisit this at a general discussion next week sometime, if that's okay. Your liaison to IT? I can work with John.
I think Lily is still liaison to IT.
I kind of think you are, because you are to HR, finance, and there's not, that should stay with the chair. But I'm happy to take on the project of getting internet to the floral building
to work with John.
Yeah. I think that just needs to...
I think
to
he's already... He was in this morning.
I think he's
already got some ideas.
Perfect.
I think he does. So we'll get him off of jury duty and then he can get back to work where he belongs. Hit $10 a day, though.
Yeah. But he has to turn it back into the county.
Sort of has to declare it as an economic interest.
Yeah. Guys are brutal.
Anything else?
We need to schedule our goal setting session for the board, and we should probably do that soon.
Do we want to do that after?
It's not a bad idea.
I think let's wait till after.
We don't have a lot of time.
Let's concentrate on that. Let's concentrate on the State of the County, making that right, and then we'll go into it, because we may pick up some ideas after the State of the County too. So.
When are we discussing budget goals as a group? Because that needs to be done sooner rather than later. And the multi-year, what was really interesting is that discussion that we had about 4-H getting a discount because they sign up for 2 years. JJ is going to look into whether or not we get a discount for health insurance stuff for 2 years or CIS for inch, and we're good for you. I don't know. I think that there's benefit, but I also understand that there could be hardship that we don't want to do without a real bang for the buck. So something to consider. We also need to solicit and appoint a new budget committee person. Are we advertising for that yet, or are we way closer to?
I haven't gone out for that, and since the last time we talked, I haven't done anything as far as contact. You know, I've got
three names,
I think, of folks who might be, but I have not contacted them. I've contacted the contact, but the contact has not contacted the person.
Ricky and I talked this morning a little bit about all the different things that are due. We got a ton of vacancies. I think we have a lot of vacancies that we just, I don't know whether we're not getting the people back in.
Committees
and
there are some that are more vital than others. It probably goes.
I would like to see us prioritize those.
Rural Planning Commission.
Right. That's things you can't wait for.
Those are statutory. Mm-hmm. The other ones, I'm not going to lose.
Do we have a priority list as to what, you know, I mean, bikeways and pathways. That's not up here, that's down here. That they miss a couple of meetings without their full deal, as they don't jeopardize a quorum. But do we have a priority list somewhere floating around for that? Right up there.
Well, mine's first, so I don't know about
yours
the rest
first.
Of them, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're right, budget committee is very important.
He can afford to be first because he pays in 20s, he just printed downstairs.
Yeah, whatever it is, you know.
Budget is first, Rural Planning Commission is second. There really isn't any statutory requirement for any of the
others. After the
others,
okay.
So, Fair Board is a requirement statutory.
Yeah, we're up to stuff on that.
We are.
We're up to stuff on Fair Board.
Parks Board is okay, maybe has one opening, but that's not bad.
It's not a big deal.
Rural Planning Commission has two applications, two vacancies, and I can see one of them as being an okay person. So that one we're just going to need to kind of lean into a little bit more.
Okay.
That's if we had a critical element, it's the Rural Planning Commission that I would see right now. Plenty of time for Budget Committee, and we've got good people in the queue. That one I'm not worried about, so.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind discussing the idea, and waiting till Commissioner Morgan's here, but setting out a plan to discuss a continuity. No, it's a different C. What is it? COO.
COO.
Chief Operating Officer.
Giving this a lot of thought. Can't remember what it's called. I think that that's an important thing that we kind of are missing and we might take for granted. And there's other duties that people are doing that probably isn't in their wheelhouse, shouldn't be what they're doing, and then there's things we're not able to accomplish because we don't have that. I know that Commissioner Morgan's voiced some concerns that may not be consistent with that, so I don't want to talk too much when she's not here. That's not fair. But I think that there are important things to discuss about our goal-setting sessions and strategies. I mean, the list is long for things that we need help with.
I, in my mind, I'll just share my own personal opinion, is that a COO is something that can transcend I don't know how many commissioners. Mm-hmm. The drawback and one of the weakest links in is that every 2 years you have the potential to change the board of directors. Mm-hmm. And same thing, and it's not just in county governments and city governments. We were discussed the other day in our conversation with the city, which four are coming up for re-election. There's some pretty level heads that are up for re-election that have already been there, eight, probably aren't going to do that again for free. So, you know, the COO is something to me that would just be that link that keeps forward motion going instead of it stopping and backing up to retrain somebody and then moving ahead.
Staff is another one. If J.J. Arthur leaves, they don't have a lot of, like, depth in some of the programs to say the second in command is going to act as the finance director, HR manager, you know, and everything's going to go hunky-dory for a little while. It was really funny. I was talking to a locally just created district. Their finance person that they had the biggest panel, two interviews, a test to do, has not done a stellar job in the last 6 weeks and just got let go. So, you know, that you're having somebody else's eyes, putting a new one in any one of these offices for a couple of weeks without any kind of direct oversight from a COO style
person, yeah.
They can do a lot of damage in a short amount of time,
yeah.
And nobody really realizes, we wouldn't realize it, I wouldn't, for a while. And so it's like, there's so many different things that come up that I think...
And then would we know what to do about it?
Well, you would assign a chief operations officer to step in as the HR manager, the finance director, the airport manager, anybody else who leaves just till we replace that person and get their feet under them. So I
see value there.
Yeah. Well, let's just schedule it for a conversation.
I agree. Commissioner Morgan needs to be on, in on this discussion.
Concerns.
She has to be in on this discussion because I'm sure she has some concerns or questions about it.
But I do want to move forward if we do have a general consensus of a quorum ASAP. I mean,
I agree. If we're going to go in that direction, let's either get a thumbs up and get going on it or thumbs down and we won't worry about it.
Yeah.
But I think now is the time to do that.
I want time with that person so that that I can
before
dump
you're
a lot of stuff.
Gone, you know, because there's a lot of these things that after you leave, you're going to want to make sure they are followed through with.
I want to leave it in good stead.
Exactly.
I think we're in a phenomenal place.
And I understand your concern
these,
there.
These people have worked so hard to get where we are, all of our managers. And I'm not saying it's not gonna.
No.
But we got to lean into it and make sure that we've done everything.
I don't know whether I want to take the chance that it's not gonna.
Yeah.
Because it just stops. I don't want that. So I'm available, but let's have that conversation when Lily gets back. We put that down for Tuesday?
Yep.
You want to put that down for Tuesday's general discussion, or is that more under admin?
Well, I think we'll let them know. It's not an admin.
Okay, that's not yet.
It's a general discussion, in my opinion. Okay, I think those were my deals.
That's it?
Great.
Yes.
Okay, any other business? Is that here in your other business?
Well, we do have another business, I think. That would yours would probably qualify, JJ.
JJ?
It's not really board, it's... You're doing it.
All right, so what I have is really just ratifying and confirming a decision from the grievance meeting we had a couple weeks ago. I think it was a couple weeks ago. Blurs.
Time flies.
Yeah. So it was my understanding at the end of the meeting that my direction was make it happen with the union, get the decision to bring the guy back. So today is just to ratify that that's exactly what we're doing. I had a last chance agreement and waiver of liability that was written up and has been signed by the employee. So I worked with this with both the union and then also CIS, our insurance provider, to make sure that all our I's are dotted and whatnot.
There was talk about like how long the person was on probation and elements like that. And
so this has
struggling with the ability to read through this.
So this has a last chance agreement. Basically, if you have an issue resulting in any altercation within the next year, you're done. No grievance, no.
The year sounds reasonable.
Yeah. And that's kind of pretty standard.
We were talking about in executive session that we didn't want the ability for somebody to maybe retaliate or something like that would prompt him into something that would be like, that's not very kind, it's not right, and he didn't, necessarily do anything. So, without talking about the elements of the issue in the case, but I do think it's really important that the board have an opportunity to kind of weigh in and put their stamp on such stuff that it's
sure.
Otherwise without that you had an agenda item, you had an executive session discussion, but there wasn't any public resolve, and it's almost like everything's like an equation. You have to have an equal sign, and there just wasn't anything on the other side of that. So our discussions in executive session led us to believe that there was merit to bringing the employee back on staff. That this was a one-time occurrence and it was not likely to lead to a reoccurrence of this, but in lieu of that understanding within our mind, we put it, codify it in a document that says we have faith that that's not going to happen again, and if it does, this is what happens. We're held harmless and you are going to find other employment somewhere, not here, and those are the ramifications. And
no appeal? If they don't follow this, is there any... There's not an appeal process?
If it is what we would call a like incident, then no appeal. However, let's say he shows up late to work one day. That's a completely separate issue. We can still discipline him for that, but it's not, it doesn't fall under the last chance agreement as a terminable offense.
If he feels that he's being drawn into a situation because maybe another employee knows, you know what, you mess up in a year, you're out of here, and I don't want you here anyway, so I'm going to draw you in.
That's what I was alluding to.
Is there anything in there? Who does he report to if that's the case? If he says, I think I'm being framed here, you know, I got a guy that just keeps picking on me, you know, and I'm doing my thing according to my agreement, but I don't know how much longer I can do that. What do? You know.
Yeah, and there was also the thought in my mind of like the initial supervisor is probably not the best place to go. I mean, who knows about what the camaraderie is and how big of an issue. He should have the leniency that if, okay, I'm under a year, I'm under the microscope. But when I have an issue, everybody needs to know that I don't go just to the supervisor on the ground, out on the out on the street.
Right.
I go directly to Rob Brandis. Mine is a pass go, go all the way to the director if I have an issue. He's got to have some sort of cut-through path that doesn't get diluted down and say, I told him on the road, you know, what was going on here, and it just precipitated this whole deal. I don't know. I don't want to overthink this, too. It's probably not that big a deal.
Does a union hold any obligation? In other words, he went to the union when he thought he was fouled here.
They apparently pulled their, so it's like it,
okay,
like
so
they didn't file it? Because everything's copacetic?
So, in grievance language, really you have two options from a union. If you're either satisfied and you say, we're fine, we're pulling the grievance because we're satisfied with the results, or you take it to another level and says, I want to take it to mediation arbitration. So they were satisfied with this, so they pulled the grievance. So that's kind of the language. And it's a little weird compared to other contract language.
That's why they're not in this.
Well, they signed
it. Chance agreement.
Yeah, I mean, they signed it.
They signed it, but I mean, it doesn't say in here.
Go to your union. Go to whatever.
Right.
It's the employee has.
The union's signing off on this, except they signed off on to say
we recommend.
We're satisfied with the result.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Looks good. I'd make a motion if necessary to approve and ratify the last chance agreement provided to Mr. Tucker, a public works employee, and as a result of a previous executive session hearing regarding the issue and previous termination.
And I'll second that. All those in favor, we're absent Commissioner Morgan, but all those in favor of...
She was there, and I think it's important to say that she was, this isn't inconsistent with what she was thinking was going to happen, so it's great.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, JJ.
Reinstated and away we go. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
I think I did my matters.
I think you did your matters. More business. Matters from commissioners. I don't have anything other than the fact that I'm frantically looking for the support letters to come in for our Southern Oregon Marijuana Initiative.
I'm going to review these Rural Planning Commission hearings. I'll probably place phone calls and see if we can get an applicant out of one of them to recommend to the board. Also, I'm reviewing with legal the property manager position applications. And so I'll be going through those, and we'll be setting up with the board's approval. It's a legal position, but I'd like to be part of the interview panel if necessary, the final interview panel.
Sure.
And then we need to choose somebody.
I think that'd be important that you can bring back to the board what your thoughts are on that person.
Yeah. The ultimate decision is that of Councillor Hicks.
I don't read a whole bunch off a piece of paper, more body language and
me too.
And how
it's
that
hard
how,
to
what,
get.
What kind of what does a person have for an attitude?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd support that.
Okay, great. That ultimate decision is Wally's, because it's in his office and stuff. But
yes, I agree with that.
Okay, great.
Anything else? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 2:09.